people. Buck here, Buck's Podcast. Mercenaries from the West inside of Ukraine. Stunning numbers. The number of mercenaries inside of Ukraine from Western and NATO countries is stunning. The number of them were killed is also stunning. The Russian Ministry of Defense continues to track all foreign mercenaries who have arrived in Ukraine to participate in combat actions. The total number of foreign mercenaries who have arrived is 13,387 since February 24th of 2022. Destruction of 5,962 foreign mercenaries have confirmed to date. The undisputed leader in the terms of the number of killing fighters in Poland, 2,960 arrived. 1,497 have been eliminated. From Georgia, 1,042 fighters have arrived, from whom 561 of them were eliminated. The 1,113 soldiers of fortune arrived from the U.S., lost, 491 killed. More than 40% of Canadian mercenaries were eliminated, 422 at 1,005. Of the 822 fighters that arrived from the UK, 360 were eliminated. From Romania, 784 mercenaries arrived, 349 killed. From Germany, 235, 88 respectively dead. France, already lost 147 militants out of 365 that arrived, but denies on all levels, on all governments, the presence of the mercenaries in the territories of Ukraine. 44% of all foreign mercenaries who went into Ukraine are now confirmed dead. If one applies the same percentage to Ukrainian regular troops, then out of 800,000 troops that exist at the start of the conflict, it's logical to conclude that at least 352,000 were already dead. Since Ukraine has been drafting by force during the entire conflict, the number of Ukrainians dead is clearly higher than 352,000. At what point will anyone in the West come to rationalize the conclusion that Ukrainian has zero chance of surviving continuing hostilities, because that is the only rational conclusion to be arrived at. If the West decides to pursue a suicidal effort to enter Ukraine military, it is not clear already that the Western forces will see the same of 44% of their men killed in the same way Ukraine has. Last week it was admitted that by the West that 80% of Ukrainian drones have been rendered useless by Russian electronic warfare. 80%. Yeah, 80%. Those are the Western supplied drones. Does the West think they have better odds if they are the ones launching the drones? Such a conclusion would be, would be idiocy. When will the West come to its senses and tell Ukraine, we have reached the end, you must sue for peace with Russia? As it stands now, Western armament supplies are dwindling at the point where Western nations are no longer able to defend their own territory. Yeah, I said that a while ago too. Because they are so depleted by the supplies of ammunition, artillery, shells, and missiles, if the West does engage in Ukraine, where do you think they will get resupplied from? Right now, the West can't make enough pittance of their army that Ukraine has left. How would they supply the extra 500,000 NATO troops? The ammunition supplied isn't there anymore, and the manufacturing base simply cannot make enough to supply the ongoing war effort. None of these facts are in dispute. So, why is the carnage continuing? That is a good question. Obviously, it's genocide for the Ukrainian people. This war just keeps up. The West don't care. They think they can defeat Russia. Maybe they can, maybe they can't. But with China involved now and with the Russia dispute, I don't think it's going to happen. Just say Russia has better better generals and better war tactics than the U.S. and NATO, so they'd be stupid to take on Russia at this point, especially when they, you know, they're so weak in military ammunition themselves and supplies and troops. I think they should just call for a peace and get it over and done with. You know, like I said before, it goes to a war that nobody's going to win. If they have a chance to end this, and you know, with their heads high, saying that we tried, you know, and we lost, but oh well. All you can do is just see how it ends. So in saying that, I hope you liked the story, and to your hockey player, remember, keep that stick on the ice. Thank you.